Karsten Schmidt's Stanton home has 3 harpsichords, 3 cellos, 2 forte pianos, and 1 Steinway. Here he is on the harpsichord. Schmidt is the founder and artistic director of the Stanton Music Festival, which hits 20 years old this month. The festival's longevity is still a bit of a shock to this German native because it started out as nothing more than a fun weekend for him and a few classical music-loving friends back in the late 90s.
There was really no budget. I think the budget was maybe $500, and most of it went towards beer.
My, how times have changed. The festival now draws 75 professional musicians from all over the country, all over the world, for 30 performances. A mix of traditional, think Beethoven, Brahms, and avant-garde over the course of the week. Some performances draw 500 to 600 people. And a reason the festival has grown so large, according to Schmidt, is that there is a level of spontaneity, of risk, that musicians don't really get to tap into at other venues. Musicians are brought in as individual performers, not as preformed ensembles. This can create visible suspense on stage.
The idea that you have 4 people play that piece that maybe have known each other for a while but have never played this piece together, and they have 4 hours to put it together, you're going to get an experience. And most of the time, a really good one here, and sometimes an intense one for them. But it's really fun that way.
Executive director Jason Stell points out another interesting feature.
An audience member might call and say, "Tell me who's performing this year," as if there's going to be a few household names that they might recognize from the classical or the musical world at large. And that just isn't what we do. We're not bringing in celebrities. We're bringing in the best performers who also work well with each other in a very tight, dynamic environment. And we pair them up in all sorts of interesting ways.
Schmidt makes a point of recontextualizing familiar works.
You sometimes have a piece that everybody knows very well. I'm thinking maybe Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik or Vivaldi's 4 Seasons. And then I think about what is a new context in which we can place this piece with pieces around it maybe that nobody knows, to just shine a new light on these. So everybody thinks they know this. And all of a sudden, after you've heard something very different, that piece might sound like you've never heard it before. And that's always great when that happens.
Two to three performances are held each day in various locations downtown. Blackfriars Playhouse, Trinity Episcopal Church, late night performances at a bookshop and a wine store. Noon performances are free. And evening concerts run 2 hours and cost around $22 to $30 per ticket.
I have to make a huge compliment to the audiences, which is unbelievable, the kind of things we've thrown at them. We would have been run out of town in many other places, I have to say. And I do, you know, I do play in a lot of places, and many would not tolerate what happens here. And here, in fact, people seem to be coming for what's happening here.
Get ready, Stanton. The festival runs from August 11th through the 20th. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.